Guess I just record. Okay. It's going. Okay.
You don't have to video me.
No, I don't. We're just recording, apparently. Okay. My name is Sylvie Martin. I'm 17 years old. Today is November 26th, 2017, and I'm speaking with Sue Luxetich, who is my grandmother. We are recording this interview in Portland, Oregon. Sweet. Oh, shoot. I logged out. You should put your password back in. Thank you. Okay. Okay. What was your childhood like?
I had a Leave It to Beaver childhood.
What does that mean?
It was growing up in the 50s. My mother stayed home. She was a stay-at-home mother. We had 3 meals a day at home. She cooked. She cleaned. We had a great life. We played, rode our bikes all over our town, Indianola, Iowa. We played kick the can with our friends at night in the neighborhood. We had a great life. Very safe.
Really? So you grew up in like a suburban area then, right?
Small town, Iowa.
Yeah.
College town.
Oh, really?
Simpson College is there.
Okay.
Small private school.
Yeah. What were your siblings like?
I had 3 brothers, 2 older, 1 younger.
Mm-hmm.
What were they like? I don't know. They liked sports. My brother Tommy was like the star quarterback, baseball. He was just the all-around athlete in our family.
Was he your oldest?
He was the second.
Second oldest.
In line.
Okay.
And then me, and then David, my brother.
Okay.
Benny was the oldest.
Okay. What did you want to be when you grew up, like when you were little?
Oh, you know, I don't know. I always wanted just to get married and have kids.
Really?
Early on, yeah, I guess. Maybe later on when I was maybe in high school, I always wanted to go into working in like interiors, like fabrics and interior design.
Yeah, that's cool. What was your like go-to outfit in high school?
My go-to outfit?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. That was back when dyed to match was the rage, you know.
What is that?
A skirt and sweater matching, you know, and Capizio flats, and you know, I had great clothes and a nice life.
Okay. What was it like raising my mom? Like, what was the best story that you have about my mom when she was growing up?
Well, I don't know, Sylvie. There was a lot of nice stories. You know, she was the little baby that came along. I married your grandfather. He was a widower.
Right.
He had 4 children. They were 16, 14, 11, and 8. A girl and 3 boys.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was 24 when I married your grandfather, who was 36.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had your mom, and she was like the little princess of the family. Everybody loved her, the boys, and Carla loved taking care of her.
Carla is the oldest.
Is the oldest. But yeah. The boys were really they loved taking care of her.
Mm-hmm. What was there like a moment where she was like difficult to raise? Like, especially.
Well, I would say when she started high school, she could be a little testy. You know?
Has it gotten better since then?
No.
What was it like marrying Papa even though he already had kids?
Well, what was it like marrying him even though he had kids?
Yeah, like what was that like?
Well, you know, I was probably very naive stepping into a life like that.
Yeah.
I was just in love with your grandfather, and reality kind of hit after we got married, and you know, I'm learning how to be a mother to 4 kids that weren't mine.
Yeah. Was there like hardship in that relationship? Were there?
I think it was hard with the oldest, who was a daughter.
Carla.
She was 16.
Yeah.
And the boys were pretty receptive of me, you know, accepting of me.
They were.
She was more standoffish, and but you know, we made it for 46 years.
Yeah.
And then Grandpa died.
Yeah. What was your wedding like? That's not a question I wrote down, but I thought of it.
Our wedding.
Yeah.
Well, we had a wedding. I became a Catholic because
then,
I was
before.
Yes, I Why? Was a Protestant. I oh. was a Meth. I was belonged to the Methodist Church.
No way.
And then your grandfather, you know, it was like one of those. I had to become a Catholic. So
Why?
Well, because he it was part of who he was. I mean,
that Papa was Catholic,
and I had to become a Catholic. So, you know, I was naive and young, and I did everything I was told.
And so, do you regret that?
I became a Catholic. I'm glad I'm a Catholic. Mm. I regret being told I have to do something.
Right.
Today, I probably wouldn't take it as easily.
I don't think you would.
But at 24, you look upon things differently.
Right.
And so, what was the question?
What was your wedding like? But I want to go back to you having to be a Catholic.
He was a Catholic. The kids were a Catholic. I took instructions to become a Catholic before we got married.
Was it like a religious experience for you, or was it like I gotta do this?
Maybe a little both. Mm. I just knew I had to get it done, and I did it, and I don't know. It was okay, I guess.
Mm. Okay, back to your wedding.
We had a Catholic wedding at his church, their church, in Des Moines. Mm-hmm. My parents, of course, were not Catholic. We had a nice church wedding. I wore a short white dress.
Cool.
Because I wanted to downplay the wedding because of the kids.
Oh.
I thought I shouldn't wear a long dress because I didn't know how that would look for the kids.
Wow.
I don't know. I just had that in my head.
Are you glad you wore a short dress?
No, I wish I had a long dress.
Really?
Yeah.
But why do you think you had to downplay it for the kids?
I don't know. I don't know. I just thought it was maybe hard on them to see their dad getting married and their mom not, you know, she's gone. And
yeah. Did you talk to them about that?
No. I was 24. I didn't know enough to talk to them about something like that.
Yeah. But did you talk to them about, like, the fact that you were, like, gonna, like, be around a lot or...
No, I never did.
Really? Just went. You were like, that's fine. I'm just gonna go.
Well, you know, yeah. I mean, maybe I should have. I didn't know what to do.
Yeah. Did you talk to Papa about it?
He didn't. I mean, I guess he didn't think I should. It was never brought up.
Huh. Interesting. Have you ever had, like, going back to the Catholic thing, it's interesting. Do you ever feel like you had, like, have had a profound experience with God?
Well, you know, not myself, but your grandmother, my mother, she had this disease. It was called pustular psoriasis, and I had to take her to... for treatments like every other week. On her skin.
Oh.
But before that, she was put in the hospital because she, for some reason, I'm not going to go into it, but that was before the skin disease.
Yes.
But they were giving her a test, a CAT scan. And she
for
actually.
For other reasons?
Well, to find out what was really going on.
Oh.
And she actually died for 3 minutes. And I wasn't there. I had just left the hospital. She'd been in the hospital. And I had to go home because your mom and your Josh were coming home from school.
Oh.
So I raced back down to the hospital because they called me and said that your grandmother was in intensive care. She had had an allergic reaction to this test. And so anyway,
the CAT scan.
Yes. So anyway, time goes on, and she came out of that. And then one day, I'm taking her for the test on her skin.
Right.
And this is like maybe 2 weeks after she was in the hospital.
Okay.
And I just happened to say, "Hey," we were driving down this road, and I said, "I don't know why I even ask her this." I said, "Mom, what was it like to be dead? They said you were, you know, like dead for 3 minutes." And she said, "Well, I remember it was an absolutely beautiful day, and I was watching some children playing under a tree." and there was somebody standing in the distance. And I said, seriously? Yeah. And I said, wow, that's interesting.
And that was...
Well, and you know, she was not the kind of woman that would make something up like that.
Right.
She was, I mean, and she was not a religious woman. I mean, she didn't go to church. She was a Methodist.
Right.
She's not a Catholic.
Right.
But she was honest, and she wouldn't make something like that up. So it's always stuck with me.
Huh. That's really cool. That's a good question. On these heads up. Enzo, chill.
You have
Sorry, one Parker? Second. Yeah, I do.
Dad wants it.
I can't give it to him right now.
I need it.
Enzo.
What do you need?
I need it, Zoe.
Enzo, I'm in the middle of an interview. Tell him I'm in the middle of an interview and I'll give it to him when we're done. Okay. That was my little brother, Enzo.
Dad.
Who has been someone who, like, who do you think has had the most influence in your life? Like, someone who's had a really big impact on you, and why?
Oh, that's a tough question. I guess my father.
Why?
I respected him for being the man he was. A self-made businessman. He started from nothing. He built a road building business from nothing, and he was very successful, and he was just a great, honest man with huge integrity.
That's cool. What's like been the best memory with you and him then? Or a good, does not feel the best, a memory that stands out to you?
Oh, his support in my life, always knowing that Dad was always there and made everything right.
Yeah.
If I needed it.
Right.
And I didn't really need it, but I mean, he was just a kind of a pillar of strength in my life.
So you always, whenever?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. That's cool. What are you proudest of?
My kids.
Mom and Josh.
Yeah, and I'm proud that I guess that I was able to survive a marriage like I was in.
Well, why do you say that?
Well, most marriages, I married a widow with four kids.
Right.
And I was 24, and those kind of marriages usually don't last.
Yeah. But you're proud that it did?
Well, yeah. I'm proud that I was able to... It wasn't always easy.
Oh, no, of course not.
It was not always easy. It was pretty tough. There were times you don't just automatically marry a man.
Right.
And then you automatically love his kids.
Right.
Just because he has four kids. You don't automatically, I just love those kids.
Yeah.
It's really not that easy.
Yeah. What, like, describe, like, go more into that. Like, that what has been like a big pivotal moment as to like, do you think now, like what has changed from then to now, you know, in terms of like your relationship with his kids? I don't know.
Well, we're all older, and maybe we respect each other more.
Uh-huh.
And they're adults and they have their own families.
Right.
And you know, I'm not there being their, like, you know, disciplining them because they're 16 or 14 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I think hopefully our things are, you know, we have a decent relationship. I don't know how they feel about me exactly, but I did the best I could.
Yeah, I think you did too.
And I can't do anything more.
No, of course not. Oh, who's you been? Okay, this is a little bit of a turn. Who's your favorite president and why?
My favorite president.
Yeah.
Why? You know, I think Ronald
Reagan. You're gonna say that. Yeah.
Why? I don't know. I think he was honest. He spoke well.
Mm-hmm.
He was. I just think he was a great guy. Mm-hmm. And he was, yes, a movie actor. He wasn't a politician. And I think most politicians are liars.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
Why is that?
Oh, just because they get to Washington and they want to stay there, so they'll tell you whatever they want.
It's true.
They're a bunch of liars.
Yeah.
That's how it is.
Influenced by outside
corporations. They don't tell the truth.
Like Hillary Clinton.
Yeah. Yeah, she's a prime example, and so is, and her husband too. Yeah. They're not good people. And it's too bad most people in this country don't realize that.
I think they do.
Well, I don't know about that.
I just think we had an option of
We didn't have a good option this time.
No, we didn't.
But I wasn't never gonna vote for Hillary Clinton.
I didn't think you were. Hold on, I have a list of good questions. Wait.
Is your teacher gonna listen to all this?
No.
What are you gonna do with it?
Keep it. Are there any funny stories people tell about you from when you were growing up? Like, you know how, like, my dad always tells stories about, like, Jacob. Like, are there any funny stories about...
You'd have to ask my friends what those would be.
Why?
I can't remember what's funny stories about me. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I was happy-go-lucky, you know, out for a good time, had a lot of friends.
What, did you get into anything wild as a teenager?
One night, my friends and I, when we were seniors, we had a girlfriend. Her dad owned an egg company, you know, where they had eggs.
Sure.
And we went out and got the eggs, and we went around town and threw them at all the senior guys' cars.
Why?
Eggs. I don't know.
Just because you wanted
to. Because we wanted to. You know, who knows why? I mean, that's so many years ago.
Yeah. That's so funny. What did you do during the summer when you were off from school?
I went to Lake Okeechobee swimming every day.
Every day?
A lot of days.
With who?
With my friends.
Who are your friends?
It was a lake that was just out of town from where we live. Mm-hmm. And we'd go out there and swim and,
Yeah. Who were your friends? Like, who did you hang out with? Did you have a separate group of friends?
A separate
group? You know, it's just a group of friends.
Oh, yeah, I had a lot of girlfriends.
Yeah.
Just, you know, mostly girlfriends. You know, we had guy friends, but they were boyfriends, you know.
Yeah. How did you and Grandpa meet?
I worked at a little exclusive dress shop on Ingersoll.
Which one?
Called Joyula Nobles. It's a little Jewish lady that had this dress shop in her house.
Oh. Is it there still?
No. And so somehow my mother knew this woman, and so I got a job there. And so it was just me and her and Julia, and then the lady Mrs. Ewing upstairs did the alterations. And so occasionally I would have to go next door to this town financial to get change for these women that had $100 bills, and Julia didn't keep a lot of change in her store. And, you know, this cute, nice-looking man would occasionally be there. And then this guy that did advertising for Julia, his name was Terry, he and I kind of became friends. And I said, hey, Terry, you know this guy next door? What's his name? What's his story? Oh, that's Jim, and, you know, he's a widower. He lost his wife. She died. And he has four kids. And I said, oh. Well, you know, I have a friend, Donna. You can take her out, and then you can fix me up with Jim. I don't even know why that occurred to me. I really don't, thinking back on it. Uh-huh. And I think, why would I want to go out with somebody that much older than me? And he had four kids. And anyway, he did, and a year later we were married.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What was your favorite class in school?
I don't know.
Favorite subject?
Maybe history.
Yeah, it's my favorite subject.
Yeah.
Did you have a nickname? Susie.
Susie, probably.
Yeah. How did Papa propose?
Oh, you know, he came over one night out of the clear blue sky. And it was like, I think in September. Then we were married in November. And I don't know.
Quick to plan a wedding, damn.
Well, it kind of was, but you know, it wasn't as complicated as now.
Mm.
And so, I don't know, he just said, will you marry me? And I said, yeah.
Have you talked to him? Did you talk to him about that night?
What do you mean?
Just like, did you talk to him about his thought process and stuff like that?
No, I'm probably not.
Mm.
Nothing very deep, Sylvie.
Ooh, this is a good one. How do you feel affected by this election?
I feel affected by this election?
Yeah.
You know, I voted for Trump. I
knew it!
Yeah, I did. Well, I was never going to vote for Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, I didn't think you would.
No, I don't like anything about the Clintons or the Democrats.
No Democrats.
No, I really don't. All they want to do is tax and spend and give money away that you're trying to make.
Right.
And it's too bad that most people that are Democrats don't understand that. So I don't get it.
Right.
But, you know, what was your question?
What did I ask? How do you feel affected by this election?
By Trump or this election?
Trump.
You know.
What do you think?
I'm not sure I feel real secure. But a lot of it is because of the press. They twist everything he does and says, and I don't like it.
How do you think that we would get correct information without the press, though?
I think the press twists everything to their benefit. They're all a bunch of liberals. Oh, it's a fact. It's a fact.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know. I mean, what can I say?
Mm-hmm. So you're not really affected.
I'm affected by, I'm hoping that Trump is doing a good job. No, I don't like he's not very articulate.
God, no.
I'm so surprised because he went to the Wharton School of Business.
Seriously.
And he's supposed to be so, I mean,
articulate.
I'm so surprised at his speak. I mean, he doesn't speak well.
Mm-mm.
And
he gets people riled up, though.
Yeah, he does, and I don't know if that's good.
Yeah, I think riled up in a bad way. In a way that...
But maybe that's good, because he's showing the world that we do mean business.
Yeah, but you know Trump is not the most powerful man in the world
anymore. Who is?
The president of China. Holy moly, that guy is powerful. He's got a lot of power.
China?
Yeah, they've got a lot of money, a lot of power, a lot of growing economics.
What about Russia? Putin?
Yeah.
You don't think so?
No, I think he's just... Yeah,
Trump has shown the world that we are more powerful than Obama.
Yeah, but in what way?
He was weak. He's a community organizer. For God's sakes.
But do you think it's good that Trump has kind of like put so much emotion into things like North Korea and things like stuff we shouldn't be dealing with?
Maybe he is. Maybe that's good. Maybe he's showing the North Koreans that we are a country to be reckoned with.
Yeah.
You know, we're not weak.
Yes, it is very true. Americans are not weak.
And maybe that little squirrel over there needs to understand
Which
that.
Which one's the squirrel?
That North Korean.
Good. What issues do you consider when choosing a candidate?
Well, what?
like, like taxes and like what they support.
I'm pretty much a Republican across the board.
You think?
Yeah, I really am.
What? But Republicans are pretty split right now. So yeah, would you think are. Like more centrist Republican or more left wing Republican? No. Like just more centrist. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know, I think you're kind of in the middle. You got some weird views on some social issues.
Like what?
Like the gays. You do not like the gays.
I didn't say I didn't like the gays. I had a really good friend that was gay.
That's true. And the niece. Oh, really?
Yes.
Who's this man?
Oh, he was a friend of mine growing up, and he came from a really great family. And
was this?
Oh, well, you know, how old do you think I am?
what period of time?
Back in this, probably early 70s, he died.
Oh.
And he got AIDS. He went to Grinnell College, which is like a great college in mm-hmm. Iowa. Like, really good. Smart kids go there. And then he graduated and he went to New York. And I don't know what happened to Mark, but anyway, I lost track of him, but he ended up with AIDS, and he died mm-hmm. of AIDS. Well, and he was a good friend.
How did you respond to him? Did you know he was gay?
Well, I always had a suspicion.
How did you respond to that?
I overlooked it, because I liked him.
Good. How did other, did...
He was very popular, and very well regarded.
Oh, really?
And he was, but, you know, back then,
nobody assumed.
Nobody was really a gay.
Right. And
we call them fairies.
Perfect. Love it. Oh, so glad you said that. That's so funny. Yeah, I feel like it. Well, okay. Well, then what about immigrants? What is your stand on immigration?
As long as they pay taxes.
It's true. Most yeah. immigrants pay taxes.
Well, good. I think, you know, I don't have anything, I'm not against them. As long as they're here for the right reason,
yeah.
they want to pay taxes and work and become an American citizen.
But the
and
thing about
they
that...
they need to speak English.
Because... speak English. If they can't go to school, if they don't have a social security number.
Hey, become an American citizen
but that's,
and you'll get one.
But that's the complicated part.
I can't help it.
Yes, you can! No, a path to an American citizen is a lot harder. It's about, well, for someone coming into the U.S. Trying to become an American citizen, the wait time is about 150 years.
Oh, it is not.
I went to a thing. It totally is.
It's not.
I am literally... I'm telling you, I promise.
150
yes, that's
years.
The backup. There's like, apparently there's like one guy working in the bureaucracy of immigration
well,
in the White House
just
going like this.
That, but that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I know. That's what
yeah,
I'm saying.
Yeah, well, that's not right.
No,
so
it is right.
I said it's not right that it's that way.
Oh,
yeah. But that's ridiculous. 150 years.
Yeah, I know.
Most people are dead.
I know. All people are dead. Do you know someone who's 150? Oh my god. Nani. Oh, okay. Here's some good questions. What does religion / we kind of touched on this. What does religion / spirituality mean to you, and what role does it play in your life now? Okay. What does religion / spirituality?
I don't know how to answer that. That's ridiculous.
Mean to you? It's not ridiculous. I can answer that question.
What?
Well, I think it helps me become a better person. I've grown in my relationship with God.
Yeah, I think that's right.
That's it. Why? You missed the funny part.
What was it?
Lucas Martin is here, my brother. Yeah, I'm doing an interview!
Do you have Miles' computer?
No.
Yes! It's in my room!
It's voice recording?
Yeah, it's voice recording.
Who's listening to this?
No one.
Yeah, really?
I don't know.
She's gonna make the class listen.
Wait, are they supposed to listen to it? Or do you
I hope not.
What advice would you give to a first-time voter?
To a first-time voter?
Mm-hmm.
Well, know the facts.
It's a pretty bold statement.
Well, what do you want me to say?
I don't know. You can answer any way you want. This is an interview.
But we probably could.
Perfect. That is exactly what I needed. Okay, I'll pick. Ooh.
Is your teacher going to listen to this?
No.
I don't care if it is. She is,
he is. I think I can pick certain points to play. I'm definitely going to pick the fairies one.
Or
the 150 years. We were talking about immigration, and I go, you know, the waiting time to be an immigrant is 150 years. And she goes, well, most people are dead by then. I was like, all people are dead by then. Okay, this is a good one. If you could choose any career, what would you pick? Any career.
Oh, interior design.
Mm. Why is that?
Because I like fabrics. I like colors. I like...
So does mom.
Home decor. Mm. I like pretty things. I like all of that kind of things.
What defines a pretty thing?
Oh, get out of here.
God.
You with that mop of hair.
Seriously. What has been your favorite job that you've done?
Being a mother. Well, what have I done?
I don't know.
That's what I've done.
Being a mother.
Well, do you know any other career I've had?
Working at a dress shop.
What?
Working at a dress shop.
Sorry, I'm not that
global. You are super global.
Yeah.
I think this is really a lot better than I thought it would be.
Really?
Yeah.
Have Barbara. Who's been to the Congo?
She lived in the Congo.
She lived in the Congo.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. And she flew for Pan Am.
That's pretty cool.
What's his name? Gene. Was in the diplomatic corps.
That's pretty cool.
And they went
CIA.
Here. In the CIA. Well, I'm pretty boring compared to
you
them.
You are not, but you're not boring.
I came from small town Iowa.
So?
Yeah.
Small town Iowa is still interesting. That's a lot of stuff to work with.
Very, very interesting.
Do you have any more questions?
Look! Where'd you go on your honeymoon?
Jamaica.
How was that?
It was great.
Mm.
It was like, I'd never been to a place like that, so it was like, I can't believe this is so wonderful. It's so pretty. It's warm. Because this is November. We were married. November 29th.
Mm-hmm.
1969.
Mm-hmm. 69.
Nice. Yeah. What's wrong with what about that?
Nothing. Nothing. It's a joke.
I know all about 69. No, you think I'm from the dark ages?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I'm not.
Have you ever taken any drugs?
Never.
Never.
Not even prescription drugs.
Well, yeah. No, I don't. Well, why would I take some kind of a drug?
I don't know.
Like weed.
Never. I think too much of myself.
Have you ever smoked a cigarette?
Oh yeah.
How about a cigar?
No, I can't stand the smell. But I think too much of myself to dirty my body with some kind of a drug. Why would anyone do that?
Because it's fun.
How do you know?
Well, I'm just saying. That's why it's called recreational.
Not it's not fun.
Then why do people do it?
Because they're stupid.
Yeah, sure. Everyone's stupid. Okay, I'm going to ask two more questions. What have you learned from Papa?
What did I learn from Papa?
Yeah, what's like something you've learned?
How to put the toilet seat down. He was big on that.
Yeah.
How to...
So is mom. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. How to put everything in order, like all the bills. How to make sure the checkbook balanced every month.
He's very type A personality.
Very type A personality. everything has to be tut, 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 and it rubbed off.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you think you're a type A or type B personality, then?
What's type B?
Type B is like me. Like, boop, I don't care. That's me.
Oh, I'm type A.
Really?
What do you think I am?
Yeah, probably type A.
Type C. What's type C?
Type C is like both.
Is like what?
Both, but that's a cop out.
I think I'm a C then. I'm both.
Or if you couldn't choose C.
Huh?
You couldn't choose C.
If you couldn't choose C. Ooh, I have a good question.
Maybe A, I guess.
Yeah. Do you think you're an extrovert or an introvert?
Ooh, extrovert.
Oh, I don't know. What do you think I am?
No, you're supposed to answer the question.
Well, I'm probably an extrovert.
Yeah. So is mom. So am I. Yeah.
What do you think of this picture of me?
Oh, adorable.
Yeah.
It's a picture of me when he was little. Just...
Adorable.
Thank you.
Lukey boy.
Okay, you weren't in the military. Ooh, over the years, have you changed your opinion about any major political issues?
Oh, no, I can't think of one.
No, you just always been...
Straight arrow Republican.
God.
Yeah, I am. I like everything Republican.
Okay, we'll end it on a good note. What's the best memory you've had for Christmas? Like, what's your, like, family... What was your, like, family tradition for Christmas?
Mm.
A good memory from Christmas that you remember.
Oh, getting up Christmas morning with my brothers, running down the staircase into the living room with the trees lit and all the packages are there.
Mm-hmm.
And then my aunt and uncle would come over early that morning to see what we got.
Mm-hmm.
And then we would go to my grandparents for dinner. And the smell of the Christmas tree, the green Christmas tree, you know, it's really a great smell.
Yeah.
Because now we have a fake tree.
Why do you... Get a... How did Josh blow up?
No, I don't like those real ones. They're messy.
Well, you just said that you like them.
Well, I like the smell of them, but...
Just put some candles around them.
And they're hard to decorate, those real ones.
That's true.
And, you know, just having my family.
Mm-hmm.
Mom and Dad.
Mm-hmm.
My brothers.
Yeah.
They're all gone.
Yeah.
Except David and Benny, but you know, but most of them are gone.
Yeah. Didn't one of
my grandparents, my mom and dad.
Yeah. Didn't one of your brothers die?
Tommy.
When did he die?
A leukemia.
Mm.
When he was 27.
27.
Mm-hmm.
He was young. Oh, what was that like?
Terrible. Cause you know he knew he was dying.
Really?
Yeah. He was sick.
Did you talk to him about it?
Mm-mm.
When did he know he had leukemia?
He knew it.
No, like from what age did he know?
He probably lived 2 years.
2 years.
From his diagnosis. And it was really tough.
And your whole family?
He was married to Gretchen.
Which one's Gretchen?
You never met her. They were only married like 2 years before he got sick.
Huh.
Yeah, but I feel like I remember her name.
Oh, probably her name, honey, yeah. but.
Oh, wait, your aunt. Did Aunt Dot... Was that your aunt who came over?
Came over where?
For Christmas.
Uh-huh.
In the morning.
Uh-huh.
That was Aunt Dottie.
Uh-huh. That I always took care of, and she was very close. We were very close.
Yeah,
was she a
I liked her.
Tiny?
Huh?
Did she live to be 100?
No, 93.
She's sweet. Okay. I think that's all I have for you.
Oh, really?
If you want to keep talking.
Did I answer the questions okay?
Yeah. Of course you do. Yeah,
what are you
going to
do with it?
Keep it?
Who are you going to show it to and listen to it?
I don't know.
Oh, yes, you do.
I, what do you mean? I don't know. Maybe I'll send it to my mom.
You don't need to.
Okay.
Yeah, I won't send it to mom.
Okay. Thanks, Nani.
You're welcome.
Are you finished recording?